Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. I've talked to you about building a powerful team. However, no matter how formidable your team is, if you do not put in effort to get the best from them, then no matter how powerful or diverse their how rich their skills, experiences are, you will not be able to get much value from what they have to offer. That is why on this episode, I want to share with you how to get the best from your team. Number one thing I think you should bear in mind about getting the best from your team is that it depends on you almost totally to be able to get the best from your team. What I'm saying is that you may have a laptop, but only watch movies with the laptop and play music without realizing that if you wanted to podcast like me, you can just connect a microphone to your laptop, put in a recording software, and clear your throat and begin to podcast. Therefore, even though you have a laptop that can help you do something, you still go outside to a studio to pay to have that thing done. The point is that you may have a value, you may have a treasure in your house, but if you do not know how to put them to use, if you don't know how to harness their usefulness, you end up going to buy what you actually have within you. You end up suffering when you have something that can help you cease the suffering. You end up crying when there are things that will wipe away the tears or even ensure that the tear doesn't come out in the first place. That is why it's crucial that you make sure that you build a formidable team and put in your best to harness their usefulness. First thing you should do if you want to harness or get the best from your team is that you should put everyone in their area of strength. Every person you are bringing on your team or that has been put in the team you are asked to manage, please do well to understand what their area of strength is. Understand what comes out to them naturally. Understand where they have greatest amount of experience. Understand where they do put in where their best come out. Understand them so well, you know that when you hand over this kind of thing to this guy, he's going to do a very wonderful job. When you have fully understand that, then ensure that you allocate to each one roles that will put a demand on their abilities, that will put a demand on their capacities, that will put a demand on their skills, that will put a demand on their uniqueness. If you don't do that, then you find out you have what they call, what the Englishman says, putting a round hole in a square peg, or putting a square peg in a round hole. Now, that is not something you want to do, because if you do that, then you will be destroying what you have actually set up that should have produced great results for you. Now, somebody will tell me like, Broji, this is very easy to understand. Now, it's easy to understand, but the problem is that the execution is where people find it difficult. Let me tell you something. Help your team members understand that it's not about carrying big portfolio. I am the director, center for, that kind of thing. Help the person understand that if you are not supposed to be a director, you are not supposed to be director general. You're supposed to be director of publicity and writing, because that is your area of strength. You're supposed to be director of sweeping and making this place clean. Everybody has their own capacities and their abilities, and they should be placed where they are best at, not where they are better at. Therefore, when you have identified this and teach your team members this, is so that nobody feels he's being relegated to the background by giving a role that we call smaller role in quotes. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people, they think that the role should not be given because, oh, this is my cousin, this one is the oldest, this one is the most spiritual. No. If your pastor doesn't know anything about media, please don't put him in the media team. If you're working on a church project, for instance, no matter how old the man is, if he knows nothing about marketing, he should not be the director of marketing. He can work with the marketing team. He should be placed where he truly belongs. And please let me tell you this. Sometimes you work with teams and there is financial attachment to every team member. It is foolishness on your own part if you're a team leader to now begin to allocate roles to people, not based on their competence, but because you want to put this person in this position so that he can get this amount of money. Therefore, please do your best to fight everything and resist every temptation that want to make you allocate to people or assign to people roles that they are not competent to execute, to assign to them positions that they cannot handle, and to assign them to them jobs that you know they will not be able to execute. Another thing you have to do if you want to get the best from your team is that aside assigning role to them, you should motivate them very well. Motivation is a very crucial thing in management, particularly human resource management. Every human being needs to be motivated to do his work. Sometimes the motivation is self-motivation, some other times it's external motivation. If people are working with you in a vision, even if they get paid, like you are a supervisor or a bank manager, and you want your branch to achieve a particular goal, you need to call your people and talk to them. Help them see that if we achieve this result, we get this. And if from your even your personal pocket, your personal allowances, you can decide that the best person we are going to give him this, the best this we are going to give him this, that's a very good way of motivating people to put in their best to do the work. Almost every single time, you need to motivate people to get them to work. This has worked greatly for me. I've had to be team leader for some groups and teams. One of the things I found that most of those times, I didn't have opportunity of setting that if I do this, I will do this for you. But once in a while, you call those people together and you will go to an eatery and take something, even if it's snacks, gist with them and talk with them. Help them in their personal life. Just make sure you are a friend to them that gets them motivated. Make sure you do everything on your own side to ensure that they are working on the right spirit. Nobody is depressed. Nobody is feeling bad or anything like that. Again, I want to bring this thing up. For you to get the best from your team, you have to sell the vision properly to them. Play to them in clear terms. Why the vision should be pursued, why they have to put in every effort, what they stand to get, what society stands to get, and how it's going to make their lives better, make the life of other people better. There's something people say, I don't know how true it is, because I'm a Christian, and Christianity teaches us not to be selfish. Somewhere in the Epistles, Paul wrote, "Let nothing be done out of selfishness." But there's this thing I've heard from psychologists, they say, man is naturally selfish. Because of that, I want you to do this. Help every member of your team understand how he's going to satisfy something that is about his life from achieving your vision. If it's about the fact that, when we're able to train these children so that they become responsible, when they start driving on the road and they have money, nobody will stop them to steal their car. Do you understand that? Help everyone understand how these things work, how the vision affects his life. The another thing you must do is that, please, you must monitor them to be sure that they are doing what you ask them to do, doing it the way you want them to do, and doing it when they are supposed to do that. Sometimes people need monitoring because they have other things they are doing, sometimes because they get distracted, and so many things like that. The another thing you should bear in mind is that you should give everyone a sense of belonging. I've worked in teams before where the team leader has his own clique. That is, these are the people he talks to personal things, and he now comes out and talks to us about other things. And I say, like, this is not how to run teams now. So please make sure everybody belongs. Discuss everything with everybody. Even if you have to have personal people, don't make it visible, because once you do that, somebody feels that, I'm not even here. I'm just called for calling sake. You know, that kind of thing. So as much as possible, ensure that you get everybody to work and get everybody to do his or her own best. The point I've made is this: when you have built a formidable team, you should be able to harness the best from them. And the starting point of doing that is ensuring that you put them in their area of strength, motivate them adequately, ensure you set the vision properly to them, supervise and monitor them as they execute the roles you have assigned to them, and very importantly, ensure that you give everyone, from the highest person to the least person, a sense of belonging.
For tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Bridget.com, that is BROJID.com, to get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books. Kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brogy World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.